Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Yeah, okay. You're not even what are you doing?
Thank you, dummies.
Amp Radio.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. We've got a big one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That sounded terrible. We've got a big card to talk about tonight, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I'm done with the big one.
I know. We're here to do Smack My Picks Up, hashtag Smack My Picks Up for UFC 2. For UFC 235, Jones versus Smith, which will be held March 2nd, 2019, at the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada. That's what I'm talking about. Of course, we are coming at you live and direct, still in February, the 28th of February to be exact, ladies and gentlemen. So, hey, happy leap year to every one of you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, we have a big card tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and focus tonight on UFC 235. We're going to do the main event, the co-main event. We're also going to cover the other welterweight fight on this particular card, Robbie Lawler versus Ben Askren, because it is indeed Ben Askren's first fight in the UFC. So we're going to see what happens there, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, as always, my name is Proteus. I will be here all night. And of course, I am lucky enough to be joined by the usual cast of characters this evening. So let's go ahead and bring her in. The first lady of Amp Radio coming at us live, deep from North Carolina. If you don't love her and you don't know her, you will, because she's the life of the party. Pam from North Carolina.
Hey,
what's up, Pam?
First and foremost, bow down to your queen.
We'll get into that a little bit later. You had a great week last week, Pam.
Thank you very much.
An excellent week last week.
I want to gloat. So let
go
me.
For it.
I'd like to thank my fans. No, I'm teasing. Hey, listen, you guys, real quick. Not to bring everybody on a downer, but today would have been my uncle's birthday. He would have been 85 years old today. So happy birthday,
well,
uncle!
Cheers to Pam's uncle. And if you don't know, we won't get into it, but, Pam lost her uncle.
Six weeks ago. It's a beautiful day. I am planning on cooking up a feast this weekend. And the funny thing is, I'll tell you a little quick story. I have my sister used to date this guy that we really liked a lot. He was so cool.
This is your one story. For the show.
Yeah, just real quick.
We got to get into it.
So he actually might be coming to watch the fights with me this weekend.
They
broke up, but we still stayed friends.
All right. That's good. Yeah. And what's on the menu? Anything good?
Oh, chile con carne, beans, rice, fresh tortillas. And I'm thinking about making a tres leches cake.
Wonderful. Sounds excellent. Sounds excellent to me. I have no idea what you said, but thank you very much, Pam.
Well, it's tofu.
Right.
How about that?
I don't eat tofu either because not very good. All right, so let's go ahead and bring in the boss man himself, the original B-boy. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's Tony Tam.
Hey, DJ!
It's Tony time, bitches!
Proteus? Pam? Marco, you'll be happy to hear this.
I didn't know I was high until Proteus told me, but I've been taking codeine cough syrup, not because I want to be a rapper, but because I have walking pneumonia again. So I might be high, you guys. Not joking.
Hey, I'm drinking wine, so I might be drunk. Hey.
Like I said to him, it's not going to be a problem. I'm sure it's going to be just fine. Hey, Tony, did I drop my joke about last week's fight card or not? Do you remember me dropping
that? No, you
need
to do it.
Okay.
Well, it was all fair. You have to drop it now.
Pam?
I'm listening.
You know what happened last week? Yanni from the block got blocked up big time.
Oh, I saw that.
I think everybody saw that. What a mistake that was. Thank you, DJ Tony. Jokes will be flowing all night long, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's go ahead and throw to the star of the show.
Deep from the heart of Texas.
Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, or Tony, you are a drug addict. You are addict.
Hey, hey.
We're going to make an intervention right now. How dare you? Pam, she won last week. Damn it, you won. Produce, I'm cool with you. You can edit. But let's talk
some
MMA. Let's talk some MMA.
Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Put my money into it.
All right. Hey, listen. Just so we're clear, Pam got all of her picks right. Exactly. Every single one were completely correct.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Woo!
We need to bow down
to
Pam on that one.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
That's brujeria for you.
Oh.
We're playing Moments in Love because it'll never happen again that Pam gets all the picks right.
Oh, whatever. Hush up.
I was wondering what that was.
Take some more cough medicine. Hush up.
Exactly. Like we said, Tony is going to be, having a good time tonight. To the light heavyweight division we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is upon us. John Jones has his next opponent. Mr. John Bones Jones, 23-1-0. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, that one shouldn't even be there. Against our boy, friend of the show, number 3, Anthony Lionheart Smith, fighting also out of the United States of America, 31-13-0. And if you guys remember, we've talked to Lionheart on the show a number of times, so you know that record is not even close to what he was actually doing. So, let me go ahead and give you the updated odds if I can real quickly. And, of course, here we go. Anthony Smith is at a plus 550, and John Jones coming back at us. Well, not really coming back at us, but he's at a minus 800. Marco, let's throw to you. What you got going on here in the main event of USC 235?
So, to start, the picograms are back, baby!
And they never left.
Yeah, they never left, really. Another draft on February 14 and 15, the M3 metabolite showed up again. To be fair, this guy has been tested 3 times a week, every week, and all the tests before and after are coming out clean. So this pulsating thing seems to be a real thing, dude. Because right around the peak of his fight camp, this thing flares up. It happened the last time, it's happened this time. So for all these people that have said, oh, he's microdosing, this and that, this guy has been tested 3 times a week. There is no way in hell there is no M1 or M2 metabolite, the short and mid-term metabolites, if he was microdosing or anything. This shit is weird. I know. The fight is still happening. They're not moving into L.A., and Nevada is cool with it. So, for whatever it is worth, the California was cool with it, Nevada's cool with it, the labs are cool with it, we're going to have a fight. Now, that out of the way, freaking John Jones versus Anthony Smith. I remember my rule that whoever does freaking pick against Lionheart, I will freaking veto it. I can do that this time, and I love Lionheart. I'm going to be rooting for Lionheart.
Ouch!
My heart is going to be Lionheart. But my brain tells me the reality that he's facing the best fighter we ever seen in ever.
Right.
And I'll be the happiest man in the planet if Lionheart pulls it off. But I don't see a route for him to win it. I mean, what is he gonna do? I'll dog a fighter like John Jones. We know he's gonna dog on the fight. Gustafsson, John Jones won. He can get into a freaking dog fight. Is he gonna out striking? He has the best strikers. Out wrestle, but they cannot he's not a better wrestler than Daniel Cormier. Out jiu-jitsu him. I mean, Damian Maia got him on a straight armbar, almost broke his arm off, and he freaking.
Vitor Belfort,
you know,
as well.
Yeah, Vitor Belfort is a third degree black belt in jiu-jitsu. So
exactly.
The Mike Serra situation with the punch from heaven, you know, hit John Jones and somehow he gets knocked out. Mind you, he has never even been knocked down ever. Damn, maybe Lionheart got a chance. But no, it's not going to happen, man. I mean, John Jones is a ranger fighter, the better technician, the better grappler, the better striker. He's the best, one of the best fighters ever. And my heart is going to ache for Anthony Smith. He's going to get a TKO on the third round. You know, maybe John Jones is going to get a pin him against the cage, elbow, double leg, put him in the ground and elbow him to death. So give me John Jones third round TKO, as much as it hurts me to say.
Yeah, and listen, no one is happier than I am that Anthony Smith is in this position and that we're seeing him on the Embedded. We're hearing him on all kinds of radio programs.
Sports Center today?
See, like, nothing makes me happier than seeing the guy who was doing AMP Radio just a year ago, and now he's doing Sports Center. That really makes my heart happy, you know what I mean? Because we were behind him the whole time.
And he's getting paid for this fight. Because for championship fights, so everything is good for Anthony Smith. I feel you, and I'm rooting for the dude. But I'm on my pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no worries. Pam, go ahead and give us your pick, please, and give us the breakdown.
All right, well, I predict that Marcos is going to get diarrhea because I'm cursing him. everybody gets on this. John Jones is the best in the world,
yada, yada. Slow down, Pam. Pam, okay. Pam, mm-hmm. Slow down. Does Marco get his own voodoo doll for that diarrhea?
Oh, yes.
100%.
All right. I'm going to get to sew in tonight. I actually brought back these special pins from New Orleans for that. But anyways, okay.
Marco, you're in trouble,
you've
brother.
You've got, you know, John Jones, wrestling Gaido Jitsu, BJJ, black belt, and fuck up. He does have an eight inch reach advantage. Okay, so keep in mind, okay, Marco, you know, said all the about him, the greatest, blah, 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 blah. Keep in mind, he hasn't gone five rounds since 2016 with OSP, April of 2016. His last four wins before UFC 232, where Gustafsson looked like he, you know, didn't hit the gym for a year, were all decisions. Four decisions. He KO was Chael Sonnen, who was coming off of a loss to Silva in 2013. And then after that, his only submission was Vitor Belfort in 2012. Okay? So put that in your pipe and smoke it. With that being said, my concerns are with Anthony Smith. He does BJJ KO power. Cardio, I'm concerned about his cardio because he's never gone five rounds. Although what the pros for him is he has won eight of his last fight, six of those by a TKO or KO. Dude has 17 KOs, 11 subs, two decisions, one other. And I am going out on a limb, you know, maybe not even a limb, but I'm, like I say, I'm grabbing my big old balls and I'm picking him with the first round TKO.
That
him.
Is a leap of faith I ever seen one. It's not a leap of faith. You're just
amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You are jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. Good for you.
That's right.
Pam, could you just
give us your pick?
Go
big or go home, right?
Pam, could you just read out your pick so that I can write it down, please?
Smith with the first round TKO.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know,
I'm even going to have Raimundo place some money on it.
I know your jaw dropped to the ground, Aprodius. That's why you couldn't write it down right away.
What did he say?
Exactly. Mumble, mumble.
That's it.
All right.
I know that your jaw dropped all the way to the ground when you heard that tick. That's why you couldn't write it down right away.
I know, right? But hey.
I'm glad you said it again, Marco. I think everybody got it the first.
Someone's got to have huevos, right? Because y'all aren't having them tonight.
Okay, listen. DJ Tony, I mean, there is a good chance that Anthony Smith catches John Jones with some big power. But if we take, sun don't shine forever. If we take into account that, sorry, that's my cat again going off. If we take into account that John Jones does have that extra reach advantage, and of course we saw what he did against Alexander Gustafsson, who of course is the tallest guy in that division, ladies and gentlemen. You remember that when they pushed the first fight between the two of John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson? Yeah. Anyways, I digress. DJ Tony, what you got going on here in the main event of UFC 235?
That's right, Proteus. But as I was laying in bed with the flu, and I was literally drinking my codeine with a straw, I was watching Rocky. Rocky 1,
oh,
Rocky
2,
Rocky 3, Rocky 4, and Rocky... No, anything after that sucks, except for Rocky Balboa. I will say this, though, guys, and you guys are going to think it's the codeine talking here, and it maybe is. The greatest fighter, without a doubt, right now, is John Jones. Period, end of story. John Jones will be a champ for many, many years to come in probably multiple weight classes. But not on Saturday night. I cannot do it, guys. The Anthony Reinhardt Smith will be the light heavyweight champ. And he will beat John Jones. I kid you not, guys. It's just written in stone. And if it's not, Marco will say, if it's not, I'm going to tell you guys the truth. It's the codeine talking here. But I'm giving it to Anthony Reinhardt Smith. Second round.
Thank you.
TKO.
Okay. You remember the Eddie Murphy role where he was doing that bit about the white guy that just saw the movie Rocky?
Yeah.
And he goes out thinking that he can beat everybody. Hey, Rocky! Rocky!
Yeah.
And then he wants to beat the big black guy. That is exactly what you're suffering out there, DJ Tony.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Yo, Rocky!
All right. Let's throw it up.
Sorry,
previous.
I was coughing
what
so...
What you got going on
I was laughing so much that I was coughing up a lung. Not joking. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good one. Okay, Proteus, what you got here in the main event of UFC 235? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with a lot of the things that my co-hosts have said. Okay, so Pam, let's throw back to the OSP fight. Okay?
Okay.
The OSP fight was an anomaly, I think, in John Jones's career. Well, he was undergoing, what they want to tell us is a heavy weightlifting regiment, and that's why John Jones looked the way he did. And of course, that was his first fight back. And let's remember that John Jones did break OSP's arm fairly early in that fight as well. There's some explanation.
Slamming.
Excuse me.
Came up on body slamming in the middle of the cage too.
Right.
Everybody
okay. So like, I mean,
it could be up on body slamming.
But he didn't finish him. Couldn't finish him.
Okay. It's my turn. Y'all talked. My turn. We got to move this show along, okay, guys, because we got a lot of fights to talk about, and we're 20 minutes in. I appreciate the banter. So it was the first fight back. He was doing something that he shouldn't have been doing, and we're going up against Anthony Smith. Everybody in this show loves Anthony Smith. I'm 100% for Anthony Smith, but if he does do what Pam and Tony say, he's going to have to fight John Jones again, Marco. He's going to have to fight him again. There is absolutely no way the UFC, in its form right now, being run by the Empire, does not run this one back. John Jones sells more pay-per-views than Anthony Reinhardt Smith does. he's not going to fight the Hammer next, right? They're not going to go Anthony Smith versus the Hammer next, you know, Mr. Santos. That's not what's going to happen. This fight is going to happen twice. And I talked to Mr. Morgan about this on Monday, and he agrees. It's going to be a tall test. And this is not a quote. I did not get his permission to say this, so I will stop saying that. I apologize, Mr. Morgan. However, I think it's going to be a tall task for Anthony Smith. I'm so happy for him, guys. I'm so happy that he is in this position, that he is getting the money to support his family. Look, we've talked to Anthony Smith a number of times on this show. And again, if you have not heard those, please go back in the archives and listen to Anthony. I mean, it was only like a year, maybe a year and a half ago, but you could tell that he was destined to be here. And he's everything that I've seen of Anthony coming out, he's handled himself well in the media. He loved this stuff. We saw him on The Embedded. He's finally saw the ocean, finally saw the Statue of Liberty. I mean, you got to like this guy. The media coming out from the Empire is pushing him really well. I enjoy it. So, having said all that, I think it's going to be a very, very hard test for Anthony Smith to be able to contend with what John Jones has. And you guys have said, you know, Anthony Smith could catch him. He could get him TKO in the first, like Pam said. He could get him in a TKO in the second, like Tony said. But I think John Jones, showing us what he did against Alexander Gustafsson, and unless he gets caught, ladies and gentlemen, but he got hit very, very hard by DC in both of their fights. But Anthony Smith is not DC. I think that John Jones takes this one down. I don't think, ladies and gentlemen, that it goes all five rounds. And if it does, Anthony Smith is in trouble. We have seen Anthony in the past. And I've said this about him before, guys, that, you know, he needed to go to another camp and get some more experience and get some hard training in. And maybe his conditioning will come in into this fight. I think John Jones is going to be able to keep Anthony Smith away from him like he has been able to keep everyone away from him, use his distance, use that oblique kick, especially if Anthony Smith comes in hard and he's trying to rush John Jones, he's going to get that knee kicked, and it's not going to feel nice for him. So I'm going to take Jones, and I'm going to take Jones TKO. I'm not going to go with you, Marco. I'm going to go in the fourth into the championship rounds, but I don't think that's actually going to happen. So, but that's what pick I'm going to go with.
Shut up!
Thank you, DJ Tony. All right, cue that music. To the welterweight division we go, DJ Tony. In the co-main event, we have Pam's favorite fighter, Tyron, the chosen one, Woodley. 19-3-1, fighting out of the United States of America against number two. And if anybody saw Colby Covington's appearance at the open weigh-ins today, number two, the Nigerian Nightmare Usman, fighting, of course, out of Nigeria, 13-1-0. Pamela, I'm going to give you the odds quickly.
Yes.
Tyron Woodley is the favorite in the minus 150, but Kamaru Usman coming back at us at a plus 130. Penny, what you got in the co-main event of UFC 235?
Okay, Tyron Woodley and Kamaru Usman. Why do they keep calling him Marty?
I don't know.
Am I missing something? Anyway, okay.
Now, kick later. I'll tell you the story later.
Okay. You know, Tyron Woodley, boxing, wrestling, black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's on a six-win streak versus Kamaru Usman. 7 of his last 10 fights are by decision. Yawn. I mean, seriously, this guy is good for my insomnia. He's a wrestler. He has 6 KOs, but...
All right, let me...
Man, it's just... Dios mío, I just can't, man. You know, I'm looking at his fight resume. Who has he fought? He fought RDA and Damian Maya. Emil Meek was just, you know, eye candy. But I'm picking Tyron Woodley, third round TKO, which sets up a fight with Colby.
Okay, sorry, third round?
KO, TKO.
Yeah, okay, so let's just put you down as KO, because that's probably more what's going to happen. Okay, DJ Tony, let's throw to you. Co-main event, UFC 235, Woodley versus Usman.
You know what, guys? Do you guys remember that brat in the movie A League of Their Own? Did you guys ever watch that movie where there's that little kid that's just being bratty?
Yeah, the little kid. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that reminds me of Colby Covington just trying to get in Kamaru Usman's timeline. Come on. This guy, honestly, this guy needs to grow up. Listen, Tyron Woodley, I know that Marco can't stand him. I know that. I know a lot of people can't stand him. I might be the only one that's a big Tyron Woodley fan. But the guy's smart. The guy can fight. The guy has beaten everyone under the sun. And if I wasn't on coding, I would have chosen John Jones, too, on this one. But Tyron Woodley, it's almost impossible for him to lose against Kamaru Usman. I know anything's possible. We've seen it before, right? Tyron Woodley wrestled with Ben Askren. Exactly, right? And, well, McDonald's a killer. Tyron Woodley wrestles with Ben Askren all the time, guys. And Ben Askren and Kamaru Usman are effectively the same fighter, only one's younger and one has curly hair. But say that because my mother was. I find it really difficult to believe that Kamaru Usman can beat a healthy Tyron Woodley. So I'm choosing Tyron Woodley, who's been happy this week. I think he's going to knock him out. So I'm going to say Tyron Woodley, fourth round, TKO.
All right. I think you guys bring up good points, both of you. I think, you know, Woodley does train a lot with Askren. He's his main wrestling coach. Like Marco says, there's levels to this shit. And I think Askren's wrestling is probably obviously better than Usman. You know, I mean, only one guy's been to the Olympics. And anyways, let's not get into that. Tyron Woodley has to be engaged with Usman because, I mean, Usman is also a very talented wrestler, okay? And they both like to throw down. And I think that you guys are right that this could be a big win for Tyron. He could knock Usman out. And like Colby Covington said at the open workouts, enjoy getting knocked out. And listen, I think that I'm not a huge Colby Covington fan like Pam is, but I think that what Colby Covington did to get his face on this particular program, on all the news feeds, was something he needed to do. I didn't have a problem with this. The UFC is trying to bury this guy. The UFC gave him a belt. And I went off on this in a previous show, so I'm going to try and restrain myself, DJ Tony. But Colby Covington should have been next, okay? He has a belt. Usman does not have a belt.
Okay.
They gave Covington a belt. And then they said, hey, Covington, F you because you want too much from you having the belt. They took him to the White House. Right. Okay. So, let's get out of the politics and get to the fight. I'm going to pick Usman. I'm going to pick him because I don't like Woodley. You guys know I don't like Woodley. I mean, we've said this before, and I'm not, as a white person, going to say that it's because of his skin color. They're both black. Okay? I just don't like the way Tyron carries himself. I did not like the fact that he asked for big money fights as soon as he won the belt. This fight right here is going to be, and DJ Tony, I know that you're going to say he's defended his belt very, very frequently, and I agree with you. There's no doubt about that. Tyron Woodley has been a great champion. He has knocked down everybody that we have put in front of him, and I hope that Kamaru Usman provides a bit more of a fight for Tyron Woodley. I hope that there's a challenge here. And if there's not, I'll, you know, accept that fact that Tyron, you know, come out with a good knockout. I think this fight's going to be more interesting than we think it is. And I think that Usman's going to be able to go into the championship rounds. And I'm going to take Usman by decision.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Anybody want to laugh at that? No? Of course not. I'm not going to take that. It's not going to be a decision. There's no way he outworks Woodley. I'm going to take Usman by some kind of third-round TKO.
Hickory dickory.
Exactly. All right, Mark. Well, let's throw to you. What do you got in the co-main event of UFC 235?
Okay, so I'm going to start with boo, Tyron Woodley, boo, because, you know, 4 years ago, everybody know I got a freaking in a shadow match with freaking Tyron Woodley on SiriusXM right before the Robbie Lawler fight, and then he proved me wrong. And then I picked against him against Wonderboy, and he proved me wrong. And I did it again on the second fight, and he proved me wrong. He's been proving me wrong for the last 4 freaking years, motherfucker. look, Kamaru Usman is really good. And I think the guy is going to be a player on the division for a long time. But it pains me to say, but I think Tyron Woodley, as much as I don't like the dude, I got to give respect what respect is due. The guy can fight, and he's a very smart fighter. He's so smart that he will make a fight boring to win. And I think that is what's going to happen here. A lot of people are expecting this pressure fight, but because, you know, the wrestling basically is going to nullify itself, Kamaru Usman is not the level of a striker that Woodley is. He's going to be deadly afraid of trying to go punch for punch with Woodley, because we know if Woodley touches you, you go to freaking sleep or he will floor you. He got power on the hands. He had dropped every single guy that had put it in front of him at one point or another. You know? Everybody. Even on the boarding fast, he floored still Wonderful Thompson, and he floored Daniel Maia too. So this is going to be paralysis by analysis fight, and Goodley's going to win on points in what I am afraid is going to be a super boring fight. So I'm going to give Goodley a 48-47 win. I'm going to give 2 rounds to Usman because he's going to at some points outwork Woodley, but it's going to be very late with him trying to catch up. So 48-47 in a boo, Woodley, boo! Unanimous decision for Tyron Woodley.
Yeah, I had that thought as well, Marco. I think this fight could 100% be a snooze fest. You know, both guys just trying to respect one another. I respect that pick 100%. I also have to say, if we look back to last week and Pam's pick of Yan, and Yan was able to deliver that uppercut right where he needed it to be. So, I mean that maybe that's a weapon for one of these two guys. So, all right, guys, let's go ahead. DJ Tony, if you want to cue the music again, moving again to the welterweight division. Thank you, DJ Tony. Right on the ball. Love it. Robbie Ruthless Lawler, number 6. Again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Ben Askren, who is entering into the UFC after having an 18-0-0 with one no contest record in Bellator and one FC. But this particular fight is very interesting. I guess it's me that's going to start this one off. So here we go. I think this is a very interesting fight, guys. This is a great fight for the UFC to have given Ben Askren in his first fight in the UFC. I think Robbie Lawler poses some kind of threats that Ben Askren has not seen in his past career in other organizations. And it's going to be very interesting to see if Robbie Lawler can get to Ben Askren and he can hit him, if he can stop the wrestling game, because as Marco likes to say on this show, there are levels to this shit. And Ben Askren is a very, very good wrestler. As we have just mentioned in the previous fight, he is also training with Tyron Woodley. In fact, he is Tyron Woodley's wrestling coach. Now, he has to have picked up some kind of striking skill from the fact that he has to defend against Tyron Woodley. And if you look at the embedded, you know, Empire run state TV, then you can see that these guys are used to training with each other. I mean, all we've seen all week is these two guys together. It's very sickening. But I think Ben Askren has a very good chance of taking Robbie Lawler down, who I think is the more talented MMA fighter. I think Robbie Lawler is a very good mixed martial artist. But I also have to have the caveat that, you know, Rory McDonald and him, you know, had a very good stand-up fight. And I don't know if Ben Askren is going to be able to take that kind of punishment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take Robbie Lawler just because it's Robbie Lawler, guys. And I think Ben Askren gets another fight in the UFC if he loses to Robbie Lawler, if he gets knocked out by Robbie Lawler. I think Robbie Lawler is going to be able to stifle that wrestling game. Obviously, he's going to get taken down. I don't think that that's something that he's going to get taken down. I just think he's going to be able to get back to his feet. And if he's not, you know what? I've been proven wrong before with people's wrestling game. So I'm going to take Robbie Lawler. I'm going to take him by second round KO. Marco, let's throw to you on this particular fight. What you got going on?
So all the carriers that people keep Ben Askren, and I mean, okay, whatever. He's not the best wrestler on the roster. The best wrestler on the roster is Joel Romero, a silver medalist on the Olympics.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah. Because homeboy Askren went to the Olympics, but he didn't do shit. He got his ass handed to him on the Olympics. Romero was a multiple-time world champion on the freaking worlds, man. I mean, he freaking beat Daniel Cormier several times on the world circuit. So the best wrestler in the freaking roster is Joel Romero, and he was taken down by Derek Brunson, who is a D2 champion, three times on his fight. And when he fought against Bobby Knuckles, he took Bobby Knuckles and couldn't hold him down. So everybody's talking about the rest. This is not a wrestling match. This is an MMA fight. Rory Lawler have a 70% takedown defense percentage, and he has faced the likes of Johnny Hendricks, and at the time, a former Division One champion himself, you know, was able to take him down, but he was able to get up. He fought him twice, and the first time, a fight that I was there, and Johnny Hendricks wrote the title, a lot of people saw Lawler won, and then on the rematch, he beat Johnny Hendricks. It's not like he hasn't faced wrestlers before, you know? We're going to know exactly how this fight is going to go in the first 3 minutes of the fight, because if freaking Ben Askren is not able to take Robbie Lawler down, he's going to get shoot at the rest of the fight. We tend to think that Robbie Lawler is going to knock you out, but he beats you by attrition. He puts a freaking beating on you, and you get knocked out on the later rounds. This is a three-rounder. I do not know how tough is Ben Askren. I kind of never seen his chin tested, but there is this one fight in Bellator, I don't remember it against who, that he should have lost, and they gave him a split decision. And that told me a lot. He is not the level of a striker Robbie Lawler is. And I'm riding with Robbie Lawler. I think Robbie Lawler is going to win this fight. But I don't think he's going to knock Ben Askren out. I'm going to give him the decision on a 29-28 unanimous decision for Robbie Lawler. It's going to be a good test. If Ben Askren proved me wrong, good for him. But this is a different level. When he beat Diego Lima, Douglas Lima, I'm sorry, up on Bellator, Lima wasn't the kind of fighter that he is today. And Carrasco wasn't the kind of fighter that he is today. He got those guys very early in their careers, you know, before they did their runs. And the opposition he faced in freaking one, I don't count that. The one FC, those people are like, who the fuck are those guys?
So exactly.
The caliber of freaking fighters that he fought on Bellator, like the names that he got them really, really early in their careers, and the one fight that is still my mind, I cannot remember the name of the dude, he almost lost. So this is a real...
Jay Heron,
thank you. Jay Heron, how am I going to forget that? Arguably, Jay Heron won that fight, you know, arguably. But, you know, they gave it to Ben Askren. This is a real test. And we're going to find out in the first 2 minutes. So give me Robbie Lawler at 29-29 unanimous decision.
And Jay Heron was a pretty good wrestler as well. So, Pammy, Marco brings up good points. As I said, we know that Ben Askren is good at wrestling, but we don't really know from his previous career in 1FC and, of course, in Bellator, except for Jay Heron, whether or not he can take a punch. And Robbie Lawler bangs that leather. What you got going on here, Pammy?
Well, also, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Ben Askren is also a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
Sorry, Robbie Lawler.
But keep in mind.
So is Robbie Lawler.
But we know about Robbie Lawler. We really don't know a lot about Ben Askren. I know that he's 5'10". No, I'm kidding. Matchup-wise, they did pretty well. 136, 134, 5'11", 5'10". Lawler does have the three-inch reach advantage. But I'm picking Lawler, and I'm picking him by a TKO. I haven't decided what round yet because my reasoning for this is he needs a soul to replace the one that Rory took.
Wow.
So Ben Askren is – I think it's going to be a good fight. But I'm going – I think the first round they're going to kind of like feel each other out, and I'm going with Robbie Lawler. I'm taking him by a second round TKO.
I was giving you the third, but okay, I'll give you second. All right. No, it's okay. It sounded like you were going towards the third round.
Well,
and
and then I remembered, no, this is just a three-rounder. I think it's going
right.
at two, you know.
Okay.
But,
and, of course,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to give Pam a little bit of a break here, I did throw this fight in at the last minute because I thought we needed to cover it. So, DJ Tony, let's throw to you because we're swiftly running out of time and we got to get to the spotlight part of the night. Tony, what you got going on here? Robbie Lawler or Ben Askren, UFC 235?
I'll just make it easy, you guys, because it's a little bit of the unknown for both, right? Hobby Lawler hasn't been Hobby Lawler since they called him Rob Lawler. listen, he's a strike force guy. I still think he's a damn good fighter, guys. I doubt Ben Askren is going to kick his legs out of him and take away his power. I just don't think that's going to happen. I also don't think – Cedric, please calm down, Cedric.
Just got home.
Let's get Darth Vader out of here.
I also don't think that Ben Askren has faced that level of competition, guys. Like Marco said, he's faced some guys early in their career, Andrei Koreshkov, et cetera. But I'll say this, just like I'll say this with anyone that has a zero, guys. The zero has to go sooner or later. And it's not because you're not good. It's not. It's just no one has ever been undefeated except for John Jones. And even John Jones has an alleged loss. So I'm taking Robbie Lawler via some sort of finish TKO, KO in the, let's just say late in the first, Hobby Lawler over Ben Askren.
I love that pick of Hobby Lawler. Everybody going with Hobby Lawler on that one. That's a clean sweep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Tony, if you have some music, let's throw to it to everyone's favorite segment of the show, Spotlight Fight of the Night.
Sorry, Proteus. I was coughing up a lung here, it'll come up in a matter of seconds. Just buy time for now.
What was your pick for this fight?
Everyone went with Lawler. So it's a clean sweep for Lawler.
But what was your method?
DJ Tony went with TKO in the first. Pam going with Lawler, also in TKO in the second. Marco going with Lawler, decision. Proteus going with Lawler, KO in the second. Let's go ahead and give the odds real quickly if you can. Robbie Lawler is the favorite too, at a plus 240, and Ben Askren at a minus 280. Throwing to everyone's favorite segment of the show, ladies and gentlemen, Spotlight Fight of the Night. And, Tony, we're going to start with you. What is your Spotlight Fight of the Night for UFC 235?
Listen, unfortunately, we will not be listening to Careless Whisper tonight. And this one's a tough one, guys, because I'm looking at everybody's – I mean, this is a damn good card. I mean, I could literally easily go two, but we're running swiftly out of time. I got to go with Cody Garbrandt over Pedro Munhoz because I don't know where Cody Garbrandt's head is any longer. He's not the same Cody Garbrandt he was before. the designer clothing and everything, two straight losses via TKO. I don't know where his head is. So Cody Garbrandt versus Pedro Munhoz, I'm taking Cody Garbrandt with the second round TKO over Pedro Munhoz.
Really? You just told us he didn't know where his head was at.
Yeah, but that made no sense. That made no freaking sense.
Coding. Coding.
Second, did you go second round TKO?
You're a great manager,
yes,
but dummy.
Okay.
Thank you, Dana.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Dana. All right. So my spotlight fight of the night, and I do believe, do you, Tony, the Careless Whisper could be played on this particular show if you wanted to go with Torres or if you want to go to Manzi, I mean, we could get to that. My spotlight fight of the night, I apologize if this is somebody else's spotlight fight of the night, is Stevens versus the Ov, Mega Sherparov. This is going to be a good fight, man. Excuse me?
Sabiv.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh,
no,
we know. We know who the fuck that guy is.
That's what I was going to say. We know who that guy is. But against Jeremy Stevens, the little heathen, look, this is going to be a good test for Sharapov. I'm sorry, the op. I'm not trying to be insulting. But Jeremy Stevens is.
Just say Sabit.
Okay, Sabit. That's right. That's what everybody tries to say. Just call him Sabit. But Joe Rogan wants us to say his whole name, Marco. I'll call him Zabit. That's right. So Zabit is a very good fighter. He's very creative, and he's going to be throwing those long limbs at Jeremy Stevens. But Jeremy Stevens is, the gatekeeper. Let's call him that right now in this particular fight. I think I'm going to take Stevens. I'm going to take him by second round KO.
Proteus, I apologize. I have to jump in on this one. It is the codeine talking. Zabit Magomed Sharipov.
Way to go. Nice one. Nailed it.
TJ, who's your mama?
Very good. I like it. Okay, so let's go ahead and throw to Marco. What you got going on here? Spotlight fight of the night, brother.
I got it. You pick, both of you pick two of my fights, so I'm going to go to the next best fight that is the Nightmare, Diego Sanchez versus freaking Mickey Gall.
Okay.
This is going to be a fun fight, an action fight. You know, Diego is crazy. He likes to freaking throw those bungalows. On his own mind, he's still going to be a champion, but this is not going to happen. And I like Mickey Gall. Mickey Gall had some moxie. His striking is getting up to par. He's really good on the ground. It's old guard versus new lion. I'm picking Mickey Gall. You know, I say Mickey Gall is an up-and-comer, the guy that got, more to gain. It's going to be an entertaining fight because we know Diego Sanchez got hard for days. What nickname is he going by this day and age? I don't know. The Nightmare, the Dream, the People's Champion. Who the fuck cares about giving Mickey Gall by second round submission, man? Rear naked choke.
Okay.
You ain't going to do nothing.
And just so we know that Diego Sanchez is still the Nightmare, if you look at the UFC embedded, Cody Garbrandt's child does not enjoy Diego Sanchez. Just saying. All right, Pammy.
Sit down, young
let's
man.
Go ahead and throw to you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Pammy, what's your spotlight fight of the night?
All right. Well, I picked the same one. I've got Cedric here because he was screaming. Oh, my God.
Of course.
He
needs some
pancakes.
I've got
Diego Sanchez, Mickey Gall.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's going to be kind of fun. Mickey Gall, I mean, what's his fight resume? Come on. He beat up poor baby Sage Northcutt. Come on. Diego Sanchez.
Come on.
I don't know if Mickey Gall can handle his kind of crazy. He doesn't know karate. He knows chingazos. I've got Diego Sanchez with the decision on that one.
Okay.
Hi.
All right.
Hang on. Let me.
Thank you, Cedric. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get out of here for this week. That's our picks for this week. And, of course, we keep rolling on next week because there's another fight card next week. So let's go ahead and cue that music, DJ Tony, and let's get out of here for this week. Pam, let's go ahead and throw right back to you with Cedric on your shoulder. You got a guilty pleasure for this week? Do you have a Twitter follow of the week? What you got, Pammy?
Oh my God, you guys. Guilty pleasure of the week is some Netflix show called Abducted in Plain Sight. Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, you need to watch that stuff and you're just going to be flabbergasted at the craziness of it. Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix. Oh my God.
All right, Pammy.
Don't be
scared,
homie. Thank
you very much
homie.
For that. Don't be scared, homie.
Oh my God.
DJ Tony, let's throw it to you since you're high on the codeine. What you got going on here? You got a guilty pleasure of the week? You got a Twitter follow of the week? What you got?
You got it. You know, guys, let me turn down my Pink Floyd now for a little bit. listen, I do want to say this that I heard on the Joe Rogan podcast, besides, of course, the fact that Brian Callen and Eddie Bravo were going at each other a little bit. You guys should see that clip if you haven't seen it. There is a huge difference, guys, between a black belt BJJ and a Gracie black belt. There's a big difference. So just because someone's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, sure, they can choke us out. Doesn't mean that they can choke any professional out. My Twitter follow of the week, guys, on the Joe Hogan Experience, one of my childhood, believe it or not, favorites, David Lee Roth. A gray-haired David Lee Roth was on Joe Rogan. So shout out to David Lee Roth and Joe Rogan. So my Twitter follow of the week is at Joe Rogan, and my guilty pleasure, Proteus, if you'll allow me, is Slow Grappling. You gotta watch Eddie Bravo's documentary on there. It's called Building an Empire. There's several episodes. Eddie Bravo, guys, I don't know, some about him I like. So shout out to Eddie Bravo and shout out to David Lee Roth.
And shout out to Slow Grappling for putting that documentary out. So Proteus's shower pick this week is going to be a little bit of a shift of gears. We've been very hard rock over the past couple of weeks. I'm going to shift gears and go to a song that I have promoted in the past. It's Let Them Come by Scroobius Pip, Sage Francis, and POS. This is a great song to wake up to, guys. And if you watch the video, the video is great because there are three women that are portrayed, both all of three of the rappers. And anyways, just go check it out. Search it on the Google machine or the YouTubes. Let Them Come by Scroobius Pip, Sage Francis, and POS. Marco, like I said, we'll be back next week, of course, to cover everything that's happening next week. But you go ahead and get us out of here. You got a guilty pleasure of the week or you got a Twitter follow? What you got, Marco? Get us out of here.
So, first of all, on Joe Rogan, yeah, he got David Robert, then he got Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo can get together and share conspiracy theories together.
I know.
And Alex Jones. Yeah.
I had to take it a little bit at a time.
I'll say that it was my freaking guilty pleasure of the week. You just stuck it for me. Promise.
Go ahead.
Academy on Netflix. You know, all the Marvel franchise of the Netflix are going away. Bye-bye, Punisher. Bye-bye, Jessica Jones. Bye-bye, watching Infinity Wars on Netflix. Because, you know, Marvel is getting their own freaking streaming service. So that's why they're taking all of those shows away. The Umbrella Corporation is a good replacement. If you like an X-Men type, R-rated, superhero style, show, the Umbrella Corporation is for you. That is. Follow Tony at IMDJ Tony. Follow Producer at Produce. Follow Pan at Pandora Box. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Rate and review us, Knucklehead. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and you name it. Rate and review us, you know, give us a good rating. Nothing to say about the fights today. It's an outstanding fight at UFC 235. Prelims on the early prelims are on Fight Pass, Knuckleheads. On the pay-per-views, early prelims on Fight Pass. Then the prelims on ESPN and ESPN proper, and then you move to pay-per-view, you know, after the prelims on ESPN. So enjoy the fights. Catch you guys next week. See you next week and enjoy the fights. Peace out.
And just like that, life's the party.
We are out of here. Bye, y'all. Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Shit, that's all you had to say.